Welcome to the SEO Insider with your host, Seth Price, founder of Blue Shark, taking you inside the world of legal marketing and all things digital.
Welcome, everybody. We're very excited to have a special guest with today, Michael Ponce, managing partner of Ponce Law. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Glad to be a part of this.
Well, look, I'm thrilled to have you here. I've known you for quite a while. And one of the things that I admire so much is you have taken a practice in a competitive market and have taken a sort of, I don't want to say a different approach, because you're doing a lot of the fundamentals that all the big boys do, but you've done a number of things as far as grassroots or community marketing that really seem to have set you apart. Share with us a little bit about your experience there.
Sure. I think the genesis of this is that we've been marketing and advertising, doing broadcast, a lot of the things that injury attorneys such as myself have historically been doing. But because of the rapid growth in Nashville and the number of, you know, national law firms that have come into our market, we needed to do something where we weren't trying to match them dollar for dollar in an aerial campaign. So we decided if we can't match them on an aerial campaign, we'll do it on a ground campaign. We call it our boots on the ground approach to marketing. We still maintain our regular traditional advertising on broadcast television, on streaming, billboards, radio, but we've really emphasized a lot of our community work, and it's really paid dividends for our office.
Talk to me big picture. What does that mean? Like, what's the universe of community marketing to you?
Well, this means that we appear at a lot of community events. We sponsor events. I think it's a lot of times it's our physical presence, not just sending a check, but being there at events. And so it is a lot of extra work.
It's a time commitment.
Yeah,
it's ironic because Jay Ruane just had a LinkedIn post today. A co-host on the Law Firm Blueprint, he was always talking about his big mantra for 2026 is community marketing. And he was talking about stop paying for a little league team and putting a banner out there, show up. Or, you know, in the case of, and I see it, like when we do things, like we do a backpack giveaway, when we're there physically, it changes the dynamic. Let me ask you a question. How much of it, so I'm gonna put three different categories of people that can go to an event. Right? There are four categories. One is your community outreach person. I assume you have staff, one or more people that are doing it. How many people do you have on your community outreach team? I know you probably grab from other places. Anybody dedicated to that specifically?
Really, it's myself and my wife that really focus in it on primarily. We have two other people, though, that spend a good portion of their time also focused in on community events. But when we have community events, we kind of develop which ones we go to based upon the interest and suggestions and input that we get from other team members. So that if we have a team member or a couple of team members that are really involved in the Humane Society or a teacher organization.
Right. You're going where they're interested.
You're
picking their charities, and which is brilliant. What's your split? Take yourself and your wife out for a second. We'll get to you guys in a minute. If you have an event, what's your split between staff that goes and attorneys that go?
Right now, it's typically more staff than attorneys. It will vary from event to event, but I'm almost always there myself as the attorney.
That's the question. Does this only work with you, face of firm from the billboard, or your wife? What an amazing 1-2 combination you guys have. I think it's just brilliant the way you guys have branded it. Does this work as well? So if you don't go, I mean, obviously it's not on a per event basis, but do you notice a big, big difference if it's staff versus you and staff?
I think as long as I'm there a lot of the time, I think it still works. I think it always works better if the person that they see on the billboards, the person they see on the television is there. And I don't know that there's a real substitute for that.
Well, that's the question, though. I'm gonna push you on this because it's great. I love the fact that you go and that you're able to make the time, and you and your wife can do this together. So it's not like, hey, sometimes you go by yourself, but I'm sure when you get to go with her, it's extra, you know, time together. And very often it's for a good cause. But, you know, one of the things that we aspire to be is to make us, you know, dispensable. and you're going
Right.
the opposite direction in a sense. Is there a way? Have you, one of the things I see some law firms do is have a spokesperson, having that community marketing person who is out there who very often could be even more personable than you. I know it's hard to imagine, but like somebody who is known, the downside is if that person leaves, you lose some of that goodwill. Have you experimented with a deputy that is sort of in your stead when you're not there?
Yes, and in certain areas, for our Hispanic marketing, we ha have people that are in that community a lot, and so they have their own personal relationships that they've developed o over years, based upon our supportive organizations and my physical presence at some of the events, not necessarily all of them. It takes time to build those relationships, but yes, we do have that, and it is very effective.
Tell me, look, give me a smattering. What have been the most effective events that you've sort of said, wow, this is getting traction?
I think one of the things we did, we installed free fire alarms in partnership with the American Red Cross.
Like smoke alarms?
Smoke alarms, yes. Smoke alarms. We test them. We have a developed some really
You
kind
gonna
of
go
cool.
to people's apartments, or how do you do
These
this?
are often houses. We'll have a neighborhood that has been known maybe as not having up to date smoke alarms, and we'll just canvas the community in advance with our partnership with the American Red Cross. They'll get a
And
heads
literally
up that
go
we're
door
going to
to
be in the
door handing
community
out smoke
offering
alarms.
free smoke alarms, and we'll come in and install them in their homes.
And these are, I assume they're not hardwired, obviously. They're battery smoke alarms. You put them
Battery
in. Do you give
smoke
them ex do
alarms.
you have extra batteries if they need them for their other ones? Or how do you handle it? Is it planned to go back and touch these people? Is that again, they'll know it needs it because it beeps. But
Right.
is that like one of those reminder things that you can do, or is that not have you not tried that?
We have not tried that as far as getting their contact information and reaching out to them, a year or two later, asking if they would like to have
Yeah,
have it.
do you have a sticker on it? Like what is the tie-in to your firm? Like when you hand somebody the smoke alarm, how do they know that this is Michael's firm that's doing this?
Well, we have people with our logos that are actually coming in our shirts and stuff, and
Like
I'm even
physically
doing
putting
it,
them on the
physically
ceiling.
putting them on.
Are you taking down the old ones, or just
We take
scrap?
down the old ones, replace it with a brand new one.
And when you do that, do you leave anything? Is there any literature left? Is there an opt-in? Is there anything to sort of stay in touch long term?
We have a there's a literature on fire safety with the American Red Cross. It's their literature, and then we'll leave a card of our own if they ever
Is it a
need
business card?
service. Yes, just a regular business card.
Just very, very old school,
Very old school.
very cool. Tell me some other stuff. What are the other things you've really liked?
I think our biggest project that we do annually, have been doing for a long time, is our Outstanding Teacher Contest. This is one that we get a lot of traction into our website. If you look at our website traffic, it just balloons when we have this contest going on. Every elementary and high school are available, and you can nominate your teachers by going to our website. You have to give your contact information so that we can verify that, the same
Legit.
person's not voting more than once. And then, of
Are
course,
they opting in to stay and have you guys stay in touch, or are you not even doing that?
we stay in contact with them. At that point, then they're added to
To
our
your drips. And are you
yes.
doing an award for every school, or how are you doing this?
We give an award that goes out to every teacher that's nominated, gets a certificate that they've been nominated. The top 10 all get awards. They're invited to a reception that takes place at our office where the awards are presented to them. We have our team members there. We toast them, we celebrate them, and then they get money. And then the top two schools also get money as well.
And what order of magnitude do you give out to the teachers in the schools?
We give $1,000 to the school, and then the top five Teachers all get $500 and $100 for everyone after that, and then everybody who's nominated gets a swag bag and a certificate.
Awesome. I love it because it's multi, and then people are voting, and they're reaching in. I think that is brilliant. Have you
Sure.
done
I
any
should
pro?
also mention our top 10 teachers are also featured on our digital billboards as well, so they get to see for on
As they're
the
driving
Teacher
around,
Appreciation Day that they can see their own face up there as a.
you take a picture of it and send it over to them.
Yes, we do.
That's awesome. That's
Yeah,
brilliant.
and we give them a heads up that it's going to be on there, so they can tell their friends and stuff, "Hey, check out their."
That's great. And so tell me, in your experience, is there stuff that you've done version one, Michael version one, where you're like, yeah, I thought this was going to be great, but didn't get the traction you would have thought?
Some of the giveaways that we've done in association for where it's not just us, where we're giving like food giveaways at Thanksgiving. We've had kind of limited success, I think, sometimes on those because people come in and grab food items and they're out, and it's not just us, and I don't I it, I don't, we're not able to really capture a whole lot of information on them. And so depending on
But at
how
the
that
same time,
works.
it's probably more for your staff almost, giving them an opportunity to give back without the recognition. You know, it's not, I could see it, you know, where it, you know, it's a feel good, but not a, not, doesn't necessarily check the box on the other side of the equation.
Yes, I would say that's true. And I would say, though, that is a real benefit. And aside from the marketing aspect of doing community marketing like this, I think it helps us recruit the type of team members that we want on our team. The fact that we're out there in the community, that we're doing good works, that we're seeing, it brings kind of good people to your office. It helps us recruit really high quality team members that want to not just work, but feel good about what they're doing and where they're working.
That's awesome. If you could sort of summarize, and you've been doing this for a bit, what are the lessons learned? What do you think that, you know, what would you want other law firms that are considering doing this to take away? What do you think the biggest takeaways you learned in this process?
I think the biggest takeaway is it really does work. It won't, you're not going to have one event, a year and probably see any sort of meaningful effect on your intakes. But when you do a lot of events, you do them over time and you develop those personal relationships, you or your team members with these organizations, they're going to remember that. And whenever anyone that they know or it's part of their organization needs a legal services, they're going to call you. You're top of mind.
And I think that these events, you know, that is part of it, that you are really trying to, you know, differentiate yourself. And Mike Morris talks a lot about it, sort of, you know, as the big guys come in to the market, not that he's not a big guy, but as some of these out-of-towner guys come in, it's the moat that you create that they can't meaningfully do. They can spend money in media, but they're not going to have the boots on the ground.
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about the team you have supporting you to do this.
Yeah. Actually, if I could back up, I
Yeah,
did
sure.
want to mention that I'm not able to attend every event,
Of course.
but when I'm not able to attend, we actually have a cardboard cutout of me.
I
It
don't
sounds kind
know.
of ridiculous, but people, I thought it was crazy when some of our team members suggested this. But we have a lot of people that love to take a picture with a cardboard cutout if it's an event I'm not able to attend.
Tremendous. What you know, as you've gone through this process and you've put these things in place, talk to me about what you've done, what you've built internally to support this. I understand you're going, but obviously these things don't happen without people reaching out, putting things together. How have you structured a team to make this happen?
We use the team members that have the most interest in going to these events, and then at the beginning of the year, we'll come up with a list of the events that we want to be a part of that we feel like we can gain traction from, because we're going to be certain organizations push these things more than others, and if they're not going to feel like they're going to support our office, then we're going to take a look at whether or not we want to use a different opportunity, and we want to
You
make
know,
sure that.
I get that. I'm going to push you a little bit, just zeros and ones. Like, so you have, I understand you're looking for people that are interested and you have some marketing assets at the firm. You know, are you allocating bandwidth hours, however you want to put it, for people to work the phones, reach out, help coordinate these things? How do you sort of, what are the logistics necessary for somebody to be able to support such an operation?
I think you've got to have a couple of team members that are really focused in at least half their time on community work, because it is a time consuming thing, and it of course they're being paid for this as well, so
Are you taking people that are already at the firm doing something else and giving them a lesser caseload so they can handle this? Or are you taking people in marketing that you're hiring for it?
So far, we have used existing people, and we have reduced their caseload, reduced their work that they would normally be responsible for. I think within this coming year, it's likely that we will have one or two people whose sole job will be working on this, and it's probably going to be existing people that are just kind of they're really passionate about it, and we're kind of gravitating them more and more towards that direction.
That's awesome. Any outside the box ideas that you're like, hey man, I'd really like to try this in 26 and haven't gotten around to? Like, what's your, what's the big goal for this year?
I think this year we're likely to stick with a lot of the tried and true programs that we know will success have been successful. I don't have a specific project, although it's early in the year. Almost inevitably, something that's not on our plans, not on our marketing calendar, will pop up, and it will be a good opportunity.
That's awesome. Well, look, I applaud you, Michael. I think it's something I've struggled with. We do events and fits and starts, but to have a consistent plan. But I think my biggest takeaway from here is to figure out who is passionate about it from your existing tribe, because I know that when you bring, those people are likely to be much more successful. We all, I was a saying I talk about in business, and I think you can appreciate this. People do what they like to do. We all do. You
Right.
like doing this, so it happens. I love digital, so I did more digital. If you made me sit and write essays or do briefs, I would be terrible at it. That's not, and I would, it would be slow and not on time and not right. So I think that one of the pieces I see in brilliance here is figuring out what people are passionate about and then pushing them in that direction, giving them the bandwidth and the resource to do it. So I applaud you for that. Anything you want to leave the audience with before we part ways today?
I would suggest if you're coming up with this l list, start off slowly, but be persistent with it, because it will not you'll not show immediate results, but if you stick with it, it will pay off, and you'll really feel good about it as well. It's something that we enjoy doing, and I think that our team members really feel make it a part of what they. Proud of what they where they work as well.
Well, you've inspired me. I'm going to go back to my team and have a teacher of the year contest, and maybe use some of our local TV buy to feature them. Because I figured, like, do they really want to see my mug on TV? Less so, but they that might go a long way. So, Mike, I appreciate your longtime friendship and inspired by your story here, and hopefully get to visit the mothership. I know I've been to your office before, but I want to see how the community itself is reacting and visit some of those digital billboards.
We would love to have you down anytime you're in Nashville. I think you might be heading this direction. L let me know, and we'd love to get down to the details with you. And
Yeah,
anything
they'll
you
be
ever
happy.
want, just let us know.
They may have to send you an airplane ticket, have you come up and evangelize in front of our firm. We just had our first annual or a third annual, but first offsite Price Benowitz Summit, and I spy my next summit keynote, Michael, right here. So look forward to it, and hopefully can get to share the wisdom, because I think when you do good for others, good comes back.
Absolutely.
Thank you so
Thank you,
much for your
Seth,
time.
and thanks for all the amazing work you guys do.
Thank you for tuning in to the SEO Insider with Seth Price. Be sure to check back next week for fresh insights into building your brand's online presence. Episodes are available to stream directly on Blue Shark Digital's website.